I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Sports Overnight America. I am Fred. You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. We're heard everywhere around the world. Sirius 217, XM 203, all those apps. American Forces, gals and guys, you stay healthy. Radio stations like KSHP 1400 in Las Vegas. Mark Mancini's back with us, the world's worst, no question about this, sports handicapper. Art Source from Galaxy Sports with us. We'll play some Barron's trivia. Our guest, Ed Berliner, longtime sports guy down in Florida. Boy, we have a lot of questions for him. George Santos, former congressman, and of course, the Super Bowl quarterback a few years ago, might make an appearance on the show. All right, we can talk about anything and everything, but certainly a bad week for Al Michaels. And Al Michaels, one of the best sportscasters of all time. Do you believe in miracles? And a whole lot more. And he's not going to do the playoffs this year for NBC. Well, he left NBC 2 years ago. He did the playoffs last year in the 27-0 halftime lead for the Clippers, for the Chargers. They end up losing the game 28-27 or whatever it was. They lost the game. The bottom line is Al's upset and a lot of people are upset. But, you know, with what's going on in this world, some people are calling this anti-Semitism. Give me a break. You know, there are people that are afraid to go to synagogues. There are people who are afraid to go to mosques nowadays. Al Michaels is not doing the game because of anti-Semitism. Noah Eagle, who's doing the game, is Jewish. So it's not anti-Semitism. Al's one of the great sportscasters of all time. This is a tough business, and NBC has decided to go another way. Email sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. Got to talk about this. Transfer portal in football just opened up a week or so ago. 1,000-plus kids have now joined the transfer portal. There's like 130-something Division A, Division AAA football schools, right? So that's like 7 to 8 per school. How can you keep track? That's more trades than you hear or see in the National Football League. Fred's upset again. How about this? On Thursday of this week, the LA Times... the six-page sports section of the LA Times did not mention USC football, and they've got a bowl game. UCLA football, they have bowl games. You call the LA Bowl a bowl game. UCLA basketball, and they've got a game. And USC basketball, and Bronny's now playing. Did not mention it. Give me a break. Come back with a lot more on Sports Overnight America.
This year, Staples wants everyone to have a happy holla-deal. That's right, holla-deal. Staples holla-deals are amazing savings on hot holiday tech. Great prices on laptops, game systems, earbuds, and more. And now at Staples, you can save up to $350 on select PCs. During Staples holla-deals, it's not about the fa-la-la. It's about saving moo-la-la. Save up to $350 on select PCs today at Staples. Ends 12/23. In-store only. See associate for details.
Wendy's Peppermint Frosty and Frosty Cream Cold Brew make the perfect gift for anyone in your life. Especially for you. Yeah, this year you're sitting on your own lap and getting yourself what you want. Finally. And now every day this season, unlock 20% off your total when you get any small, medium, or large Frosty in the Wendy's app. So order something from your own wish list this year.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's with app offer and registration. Applies to menu items only. Taxes and fees excluded.
People who come to Cricut stay with Cricut. Just like our customer, Jaren.
I'm the singer and guitarist in a band, and I use my Cricut phone for everything. It's basically like another band member.
Don't miss a single beat. Switch today and get a free Samsung Galaxy A14 5G. Smile. You're on Cricut.
Real customer paid for testimonial. Must bring your number to Cricut on up to a $60 a month voice plan, depending on device. Select models only while supplies last. First month service charge and tax due at sale. Cricut 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8 Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America. I am Fred. You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com. Along with Mark Mancini, the world's worst sports handicapper. No question. Art Source, former kicker for USC and LA Rams, 126 years of age. And there's so much to talk about, but I must talk about Thursday night's football. Because I felt sorry for Al Michaels. And I felt sorry for the San Diego Charger fans, the Los Angeles Charger fans.
And the San Diego Charger fans.
And the San Diego Charger fans. And, of course, on Friday, Brandon Staley and Telesco, the general manager, got fired. But the bottom line is, I don't quite remember many games where it was 42-0 at halftime. Mark, any comments about 42-0 at halftime and the 63-21 victory for the Raiders over the Chargers? So actually, I guess you can be happy from this aspect. The Chargers played them even in the second half. Forget the first 42 points. Mark, what do you think about that?
Well, my buddy went to the game, and I thought the first thing when I saw the score, I said to myself, sounds like one of those Alabama Bowling Green type of games. Everybody gets excited, drops $300. I told my buddy the next time you go to a Charger game, you might want to wear a bag over your head so your neighbor doesn't recognize you. How do you charge this much money for a game like this and put that product on the field like that? There's two games this year like that. Miami Club Denver like 70-something, and now we get this one. The NFL's better look at their product. It's not a good product with third-string quarterbacks.
70-20. Art, you played for the Rams. It looked to me that the Chargers were playing to get Staley fired. Agree or disagree, Art Source?
Sure looked like it to me. Well, the Raiders scored 0 points the week before, so they went from 0 to 60. It sounds like a car ad here. Wow, that's all I have to say. Brandon Staley, let's go, Brandon. He should have got fired last year after the debacle in Jacksonville in the wild card playoffs. That's the bottom line in my book. Telesco, he's been overrated the whole way. Although I will tell you, he has built a hell of a franchise in terms of talent on that football team. They have the talent to be a 9, 10, 11 game team winners, okay? I'm listening to Peter King today talking about what he would do if he was Dean Spanos. First thing he'd do is he'd get a hold of Bill Parcells and find out what the blueprint is for a successful football franchise. Next thing he would do is go a little further down south from Jupiter down to Southern Florida and talk to Jimmy Johnson. Okay, you need to find out what the great coaches and the great leaders, and that's the key here, the great coaches and the great leaders feel about the future of football. What does it take to be a viable franchise? And that's what Dean Spanos has to do for him.
All right, Art, you go from Brandon Staley to Bill Belichick. Everybody's saying he actually was fired after the game in Frankfurt. What's going to happen as far as the Patriots are concerned? And Belichick's going where? Where do you think, Art Source?
Well, I'll tell you what, right now, I would think that if I was Dean Spanos, that'd be the first guy I'd get in touch with, because I believe Bill Belichick does still have the ability to coach. I don't like the idea of one guy being the general manager and the coach. I think nowadays it's too time-consuming. The contracts, the ability to put all the salary cap together, I think that mitigates doing that. But I will say this, Bill Belichick can still coach football, and I think he is out where he is out. There's two places I heard he might wind up. Washington, because he loves Annapolis. It's not far from there. He can still have a life, go back to his roots a little bit. And then again, you know, if the Chargers wave the money around, but that's not what they're big for.
They're not.
They throw nickels around like manhole covers. Yeah. So, I mean, they will probably wind up with Kellen Moore.
Well, he was a good tailback at Boise State. Mark, what do you think about Belichick? Where is he going to end up?
Well, I told Artie in the pre-chat earlier, I lost respect for the Dodgers when they dished out on Mike Piazza. But now I'm losing respect for Robert Kraft and the New England Patriots showing a legend. I mean, a legend, the door. He put New England on the map. Who was there before? Raymond Berry? This guy needs to come
Fred,
out.
Fred, tell him what his record is without Tom Brady.
Well, Pat Riley was pretty darn good without Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Magic when he went to New York if Starks hit his shots.
How many titles did he win in New York?
He would have won wherever he went. But
would have, could have, should have, almost did, maybe.
Artie, he wasn't the guy out on the field. That's the same thing like everybody's bashing.
Riley's a great guy. But compared Pat Riley, and Bill Belichick, Bella Karolachek is who I would. Did you hear the press conference the other day when they asked Belichick what was going on? I'm just concerned about our next game. Come on, Grumpy, you're in the NFL. It's all show. Let's go.
Look at Pete Carroll, a personality of
four rats.
Look at Pete Carroll. He went from the Jets to wherever.
He's stale too. He might get the boot. And you know who else might get the boot?
These guys are legends.
No, they're not legends. Mike Tomlin might be going adios in Pittsburgh, too.
You don't, because
they get stale after 15 years.
Well, Greg Popovich should have been shown the door.
Well, he should be. Let me tell you something. Pop is rolling through there making $2 million a year, giggling all the way to the bank. You think he cares about Wimbush?
All right, let's talk about the NBA and sort of something shocking yet not shocking. Draymond Green has gone crazy again.
Oh, God.
Suspended. We don't know how long at this point in time.
Is there a psychiatric ward big enough to handle him, Fred?
But the shocking part, now you hear Steph Curry wants out of Golden State. I don't think it's Kerr. I think it's the fact they can't control Draymond Green. Artie, what do you think?
You're 100% right. Who needs that? I mean, my God. Steph Curry is one of the great players. I mean, he probably misses North Carolina, to be honest with you. You know, I mean, maybe that's the big move. Get him back to Charlotte. You know, his dad does the broadcast for Charlotte. You know, I don't blame him. I mean, I would get a little tired of San Francisco, too. They'll clean the city up for Chi, but they won't clean it up for the rest of the people. You know what I mean? Come on, guys. I think it's all done. I think the new ownership with San Francisco – and the Warriors has made it that way, and I don't blame Steph. Think of the money he'll save on taxes alone leaving California.
Well, the problem with the NBA is they condone some of these cancers across the league, and I love the babyface assassin in Stephen Curry, but the problem is you've got to be a leader of that organization, and you should go right up to Draymond and say, "Hey, listen, I'm here to win, and if you don't want it,
you get popped in the face."
You know,
Draymond's, this is a scary individual. When he grabbed that guy around the neck and gave him the chokehold, you can't, that 5 games for that? What are you thinking about, NBA? That's crazy.
They got rid of Latrell Sprewell.
The guy needs help. He needs help.
He hit his own teammate, Jordan Poole, last year. And right. Poole, but they made a mistake and got rid of Poole instead of him. Email us, sportsfred@AOL.com, sportsfred@AOL.com. Mark, the big news in best baseball. Rowdy Tellez signed with the Pittsburgh Pirates. Now, what could baseball be without a Rowdy Tellez playing for your Pirates, Mark Mancini?
I love Rowdy.
He'll hit 235 with 21 homers and 84 RBIs next year.
Hey, wait a minute, Fred. I know we're going to get revved up here, and I'm all revved up. I know the Dodgers signed Shohei Ohtani for a publicity stunt to bring in another regiment of fans there, because 6 years in Anaheim, he couldn't get these guys past the Mendoza line. He's not going to bring a title to Los Angeles. There's no pitching there. There's no pitching in Los Angeles. Glasnow, I like. He eats up innings, but that's all they got. Aren't they
in the hunt for this Yoshi Yamamoto? And hold on a second. Aren't they putting a trade together right now for a Tampa Bay right-handed pitcher who used to pitch at Hart High School?
Tyler Glasnow, yeah.
Let me tell you, Artie.
They've signed him 5 years, $135 million, 5 years. $135 million. They still need another pitcher, in my belief. But Rowdy Tellez, Mark, I don't know if you know this.
One of the few Jewish players
in Major League Baseball. He's got power. You know, I'm kidding about him, but he has shown power. There's no question about that.
Especially with that short right field at PNC Ballpark. He should be right at home.
He's not a horrible first baseman. So the point is, I'm kidding about him, but you know, he's done his thing.
How about Joe Flacco? Who would have thunk that Joe Flacco would have the Browns on the cusp of a playoff berth?
And he
what a contract he just signed.
And he has said he wants to stay here. He wants to stay in Cleveland. It's interesting. And again, you watch, that's a veteran quarterback. That's a guy who focuses and knows what he's doing versus some of these young guys. And Mark mentioned it before. So many injuries, so many second and third string quarterbacks. Flacco's come through. Certainly Jake Browning of Cincinnati has come through. So the bottom line is we'll see what happens as far as that is concerned.
And let me tell you something, Fred. There's another problem with the NFL. And let me just talk about this, Mark. When they talk about this the Players Association limiting the amount of time the players can practice, I think it's absolutely ridiculous that quarterbacks can't come in the offseason and watch tapes and study and work on their footwork. I mean, the quarterback position in football is key. These guys are being kept alive. All I'm hearing in games are, the backup quarterback gets no reps. Why is that? Why is he not getting reps? If you're a great football coach, you make sure your backup quarterback in the NFL, with the way they play football, 17 games, you're going to need your backup quarterback. He needs to be ready to go.
That's why
Browning has had a great year, because he got to do all the training camp reps when Burrow was hurt in spring.
All right, we got to go to a break. Later, Ed Berliner. You can email us at sportsfred@AOL.com. Back with Barron Sports Trivia, and we'll laugh a lot right after.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and the annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America. Email us at sportsfred@aol.com. We've got the world's worst sports handicapper in Mark Mancini. Yeah, but he's been doing better as far as Baron Sports Trivia is concerned. Then we have 126-year-old Galaxy Sports guy, Art Source, who takes legal medicinal pills to stay up all night and answer these questions. And Artie, what are you taking this evening?
Well, just look on the screen. There it is. Promax.
Promax.
Still the best. It's a nootropic. I can't spell it, but I know it does a great job for me. But bottom line is, hey.
How expensive is it on Amazon, Promax?
It's not that much. This is priced real well. About $19.95, you get 60 tablets. And it does do just as good as the Prevagen. Prevagen is way too overpriced. I mean, but, you know, those jellyfish, they have no natural enemies, so.
All right, Baron Sports Trivia, started by my cousins, Andy and Lisa Baron. Are you ready, Mark Mancini?
Yes.
All right, every Sunday morning, I watch the CBS pregame show. You see Boomer Esiason also on WFAN. Mark Mancini, what's Boomer Esiason's first name?
Gosh, I should know it. I've interviewed this guy.
Cincinnati Bengal quarterback, Jets quarterback. What's
his
first name?
Yeah, he's a nice guy, too, and I interviewed him 2 years back. Oh.
His first name is Boomer.
No, I want to see Gene.
Gene?
Gene.
All right, Art, is Gene correct for Boomer?
I don't think so. I think it's Charles.
Charles? Where'd you come up with Charles?
I have no idea.
What if I said Storman?
Norman.
Norman? Norman Boomer Esiason.
Norman Esiason. Yeah, and does a good job on WFAN.
Yeah.
They talk quarterback.
Reminds me of Norm Snead. Do you remember that name from the past?
Norm Van Brocklin. Norm Van
Brocklin. There you go.
Guy.
Norm Van Leer.
Oh, great guard for the Bulls.
Artie, you ready?
Yeah.
All right, Nick Saban. Great job at LSU. Then he goes to the pros. Not so great.
Oh.
Fantastic job at Alabama. But Artie, before LSU, where was Nick Saban?
Michigan State.
Why do you say Michigan State?
Yeah, he's right.
That's where he was.
Mark, if you say he's right, does that make him right or
right.
wrong?
He's right.
Just based on percentages.
No, I figured he went to Michigan State. I was going to say Michigan, but I'm going to stick with Michigan State.
No, you are correct, and they're best friends with Tom Izzo, still the basketball.
You know where he was before Michigan State?
Where?
This will really blow your mind. He was the defensive coordinator for Bill Belichick with the Browns.
That's right, yes.
Yeah.
That is true. Okay, you ready? This will be Mark. Mark, Michael Penix finished second in the Heisman race. Where did he play before Washington?
Louisville. I think.
Louisville.
Yeah.
Sure.
I'm going to stick on Louisville.
Is Louisville correct, Art Source?
No, it's Bobby Knight's favorite team, the Indiana Hoosiers.
So wait a minute. One guy says Indiana. The other guy says Louisville. Based on the fact that Mark
Louisville
is a sports handicapper,
I pulled it.
Who would you bet on? Art is correct. Mark is incorrect.
Wow.
University of Indiana. Art, are you ready for question number four on Barron Sports Trivia?
I sure hope so.
What city did ESPN begin?
That goes back to, the original city was Plain.
Yeah.
Plainview, Connecticut.
Oh, I got it.
Hang on.
It wasn't Bristol, but it was a little tiny town in Connecticut, starts with a P. I was actually there. I went there to get interviewed when they were in a trailer, and it was snowing like a son of a gun. Yeah, I'm going to stick with, I think it's Plankton or Plainview or something like that, Connecticut.
I think we're going to have two different agreements or disagreements here. Mark, where do you think it started?
Well, it wasn't Bristol. I got a cousin that lives in Bridgeport. I'm going to say it was in New Haven.
All right. I believe it was Bristol, Connecticut. Art, you thought
that's what I thought.
Now, Plainfield, Connecticut is where their original studios were.
What city in Connecticut?
Plainfield.
Okay.
Plainfield.
The new campus is in Bristol. It's unbelievable.
The good news. We'll go on right here on Sports Overnight America. I just forgot the good news. We're talking mostly bad news.
There's got to be some good news, Fred. Come on.
Well, I honestly think that for the
good news is, Fred, you're going to spend $1,000 to sit in the top deck at Dodger Stadium. That's the good news.
How much do you think the Dodgers are selling the jersey of Ohtani for? Mark, what do you think?
$29.
Well, I will tell you this. I've walked in some places in the mall. Jerseys are going for $200. I told my buddy, next time you go to China, just pick me up one, and bring it in if you can. I guess that you can bring it in if you don't bring too many in. But I
over
see $250.
$200 bucks, Mark? Really? Yeah.
Huh?
Over $150, $200, huh?
No, I see $300 they're doling out at the top deck at Dodger Stadium to buy a jersey.
The Dodgers are actually, I read $238 for a Ohtani jersey at this point in time. So
Fred, let me ask you a question.
Wow.
When you defer that kind of money, it's a 10-year, $700 million contract, of which $680 million is going to be deferred.
Right.
What is the dollar going to be worth in 2036 or 2043? I mean, I've had some people say it's really only about a $400 million contract. And can I ask another question? Are you allowed to get a loan against that money right now? Because
here's the question, too. Major League Baseball, I had never heard that they were allowed to defer that. Now we know they're allowed to defer it, and we know that a lot of these teams – are going to be doing the same thing. Now, in Ohtani's case, he doesn't need a lot because he's making 45 to 50 million
off the field,
advertising and things like that. Other players don't make that much, so they won't be able to defer as much. But I didn't know that was legal. So, I mean, again, isn't this on Manfred, or am I crazy?
Yeah, it's a salary cap. I think it's completely, and it smacks of Bobby Bonilla, who's still getting paid by the Mets years later.
What, $1 million a year for
until
2034, I think. Yeah.
Let me ask
you. And it's self-perpetuating.
How do these 10-year contracts work? Just ask Albert Pujols and Mike Trout.
Exactly. But it's true. When they're negotiating, maybe the other – this is going to sound crazy, but maybe the other teams did not know you could defer –
Well, Walter said he was afraid to even bring that up, and Ohtani's own agent brought it up. And he goes, oh, my God, that sounds perfect. It makes sense because it allows you to fulfill your roster. I mean, wait till the NFL gets a hold of this one. I mean, because Mahomes is sucking up half of the salary cap money for Kansas City. If he could defer some of that money Then he could bring some wide receivers in. He could actually catch the ball and line up on sides.
Okay, that's Mike. Okay, you brought up Mahomes. I was going to bring that up next. Bottom line is the officiating in the NFL stinks. But on that play in Kansas City against Buffalo, the officials were 100% correct. Tony was a yard offside. You're not going to call it? And Mahomes.
Oh yeah, you're looking right down the line and you can't even see the ball. So that tells you he's over the ball.
And he apologized later, but the point is the officials are bad enough.
Fred, when he went ballistic, who was he really mad at? I'm still trying to figure that out.
Himself, I hope.
Was he mad at Tony and a bunch of the guys?
He was mad at Travis on the referees. Kelce that he wasn't given Taylor Swift tickets.
It's interesting. They got a lot of wide receivers, but other than Kelce, there isn't one that you can count on. Art,
You can't. We had a receiver at USC when I was there that was like glue hands. His name was Randy Simran, and Randy didn't have the speed. He didn't have a lot of the things that everybody else had, but boy, when you threw the ball in his neighborhood, he always came up with it.
Yeah.
Those are my guys. Hines Ward. Okay, look at the Steelers and their wide receivers. They lounge down the field on running plays. They don't block anybody. Then they go full speed on passing plays. What's that all about? The Steeler mystique of playing hard football? Hines Ward used to block people into the bleachers. And now these guys are so entitled that if it's not coming to me, I'm just going to go over here and, is that a fumble there? Oh, I didn't notice that. What's that down there?
Yeah.
It's driving me crazy.
Miami as sportscaster for many, many years, Ed Berliner. I know he's going to have some strong opinions. Back with more on Sports Overnight America right after this.
Hi, what brings you to the clinic today?
Oh, the baby's not feeling well. I think she might have a fever.
Ah, well, let's check her temp with the Exergen thermometer. You're right. These Exergen thermometers are very accurate. Reads 101.2.
Oh, gosh. Well, that Exergen thermometer sure is fast and easy to use.
Yes, and many doctors recommend Exergen for home use.
Exergen thermometers, backed by over 100 clinical studies, are available at Walmart and participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Honey, come here, quick.
What is it?
Shh, check it out. All these highly rated wines are under $20. Total Wine must have made a mistake.
Nope, they always have the lowest prices. Oh, remember that amazing rosé your sister brought over last week? See, it's right here.
Whoa, that's a low price. I mean, whoa, that's a low price.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly, B21.
Hey, I came as fast as I could. What's wrong?
Everything's okay. I just need you to know I'm glowing up.
You just texted SOS Get Here Now.
And I stand by that because I switched to Cricket and got the all-new Motorola Razr. I have entered my flip era, and I am glowing up.
I'm going to go back home.
I support that.
Switch to Cricket and get the all-new Motorola Razr for $199.99. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Must open a new line on a $60 a month voice plan. First month service charge and tax due at sale. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See CricketWireless.com for details.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Are you looking for a guilt-free holiday season? Check out 100calsnacks.com. With 100% natural ingredients and no sugar added, these snacks are low in carbs, but high in protein and fiber, and absolutely delicious. You'll get a kick out of the chocolate brownies with ashwagandha, and use code NOGUILT for 25% off your order. That's the number 100calsnacks.com. Get the energy boost you need with a potent dose of superfood for just 100 calories. That's 100calsnacks.com.
Hey, you. The one on the couch who just told your friend you can't go out because you're busy? Ready to get real about your psoriasis? When your current treatments don't do enough to help control the inflammation beneath the skin, causing plaques and pain, stressing and scratching, It's time to stop hiding and get real with your dermatologist so they can help you get clear. Get real clear about psoriasis at letsgetrealclear.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America. Email us, please. SportsFred@AOL.com. SportsFred@AOL.com. And our guest, longtime sports guy from the state of Florida, the one, the only, Ed Berliner. And Ed, welcome to the show.
Pleasure. Good to see you again. Everything's fine. Don't ask me anything about Florida because I can't wait to see Welcome to Florida in my rearview mirror.
I have to ask you about Florida.
One of these days that will happen, please.
A couple of weeks ago, Florida State left out of the Final Four NCAA college football. Your comments?
They didn't earn it. End of story. Let's stop with the nonsense, all right? The College Football Playoff Committee has a series of five principles that were adopted 11 years ago. They are in print right there, exactly what it says into why teams are going to be allowed in and what the criteria is. Two of them, one of them is strength of schedule. Florida State in the ACC, which is the weakest conference of any of the major conferences in America right now, and they have been for decades, played a dog schedule. They were the 55th toughest schedule in America. Why? That's ACC for you. The ACC is the bottom feeding also-rans of college football. College basketball is entirely different. So they played the 55th toughest schedule that wasn't worth it. Now, if you go to the principles and you look at the last one, it talks about the availability of personnel. They weren't playing with their number one quarterback. It's right there. And if anybody is foolish enough to really think that an undefeated record and that actual records on the field get you invited to a college football playoff, where the hell have you been for the last 30 years? It has all been about votes. It has all been about backroom. It has all been about ratings. This is nothing new. Florida State got pushed out, sad to say it, but they got pushed out in exactly what the rules were set for. The four best teams are playing for the national championship.
Mark, you heard what Ed said. Agree or disagree?
Well, I totally disagree with that one. And I know we can agree to disagree on this, but to me, the NCAA is a relic. They need to go off the cliff like horse racing and boxing did.
But this isn't the NCAA.
This
is the College Football
Playoff
Committee. Whatever it is, here seems to be the problem. Florida State went undefeated. They were given a schedule. They went undefeated. They just weren't brought to the dance because they don't draw like Ohio State draws
Mark,
and all these
Mark,
other schools.
If their quarterback doesn't get hurt, they get to be one of the four teams. You can't have a third-string quarterback playing for a national championship.
Well,
Georgia, okay, if they were playing straight up on a neutral site, Georgia would be a 17-point favorite against the current Florida State team. What do you think about that, Ed?
Look, I've already stated what I said, and I'm going to stick with it. First of all, they didn't. When you talk about the schedule they were given, let's look at the way the ACC makes out a schedule, and then let's look at the other dogs and also rans. And I hate to say dogs because I love dogs too much to think of them in such a terrible manner. But the really second rate, third rate, fourth rate, 19th rate teams that these big teams put on their schedule. Why? Because they need the easy victories. That's why. It's the same thing where in Miami, the Hurricanes have been playing FAMU for 100 years or Bethune-Cookman. Why? They need the wins. That's all it is. They pad the schedule.
Ed,
if you want to get to college football and make it real, I'll tell you what. I'll just leave you with this. Do you know what relegation is? Does everybody here know what the word means and what sport it's in for soccer?
Yeah.
Go look up relegation in soccer and the way they do things in Europe and the way they move franchises from top to mid to bottom, depending on how they do the seasons before and how they are forced to get better every year. You bring relegation into it, you got a real college football playoff system.
Okay,
and
so
a great
Ed, let me ask Ed a question, all right?
Go ahead.
Ed, next year, the NCAA is going to a 12-team playoff.
Yeah, baby.
Your thoughts on that? In terms of generating money, in terms of everybody being allowed to be involved in the focus of things.
Well, but here's my question right off the bat. Is everybody involved at 12?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, I would hope to think you'd get some big five teams in there.
okay, then that means that everybody is not involved. We're still doing it for the big conferences and the money. And now with the consolidation of the conferences, you have even more money there, which means instead of seeing two or three SEC teams, you might wind up seeing five SEC teams, and maybe you'll see five Big Ten teams, and maybe you'll have a couple of stragglers here and there. But is everybody really involved in it? I'm not so sure. And that's why I go back to the idea of relegation, where it allows teams to grow and teams to get better every year and move their way up into the rankings. Look, we all know that next year we're going to be meeting right here again, and there's going to be somebody pissing and moaning about being the 13th team that didn't get in. You know,
probably by Trojans.
and it won't be UCLA. Mark, I know you've got another comment to add.
Well, first of all, it, you know, I believe in accountability and communication. And if you're going to give these guys the floor to add teams in it, who's going to argue about a 12th and a 13th team, because they don't belong in it anyhow? So at least we'll see Florida States, the Oregon. Who cares about that?
Could beat anybody on this schedule right now on any given day if Franklin doesn't call the plays.
So you're telling me teams that have two – or three losses don't deserve to play for a national championship, right?
The way it's set up now is you got to go perfect to get in there, and now right. That's the way it's set up now, and that's not fair.
Right.
If you're in the Southeastern Conference, Ed, and you play five great teams, let's say you got to play Georgia, LSU, Alabama, Mississippi, and Tennessee, you could have three losses and still be a great team.
Well, how do you keep Georgia out of it, because they didn't want them to three-peat? How do you keep Georgia out of it? I mean, they lost a bowl game, a championship game in their conference.
Wait a minute.
How do you keep Georgia out of it?
Let me get back to that statement you made. You intimated that they don't want Georgia in it.
Yeah. Who's they?
Well, obviously the college football committee didn't put Georgia in it.
But again, it comes down to the four best teams. I'm going back. I'm going to hammer you on this one. I'm sorry. But when you say they don't want Georgia in, I hear the same thing. They don't want Florida State in. Who the hell is they? And why would they arbitrarily want another team out? To make money, perhaps, for the conferences, to make money for the television networks, to make more money for the college presidents so they can go ahead and sit on their ass a little more and just wait for the money to roll in from the big conferences.
Well, USC
TV contracts.
USC was kept out of it last year, losing to Utah. Why was that fair to keep USC out of it?
Okay. You asked the question. Why? Yeah. Who was... I'm sorry, but who is they? That's what I always come back to.
Well, the committee kept these guys out. USC was kept out. Florida State was kept out. Okay. And now Georgia's kept out.
So now you're talking about a conspiracy amongst the college football playoff committee.
Well, yeah. Didn't Jerry Tarkanian and Ed O'Bannon
been dead 27 years, or maybe he's still alive. Who knows anymore?
At the racetrack, no, he has been dead.
I'm not a fan of the college football committee.
All right, let's change the subject. Ed, I opened the show talking about 1,000-plus kids transferring. What kind of a NCAA could have come up with a ridiculous idea? I can understand if a coach transfers, if a coach moves, you certainly have the right to move. If your parents are sick, you have the right to move. Some of these kids are moving once and twice, in some cases, three times. Talk about that.
The NCAA is not involved in this. It's wait a minute. When you blame the NCAA, these are the courts. The courts have ruled. The NCAA is shackled and powerless in all this because the various court decisions have decided that these players are allowed to go after the highest bidder to sell their services. The NCAA's got the NCAA. You go back to the 60s and the 70s where the NCAA kept these kids down and didn't let them make a dime.
I
was covering college football when I was a teenager at the University of Miami, and I still remember a lot of guys who were getting hundreds and thousands of dollars in back end cash that was handed them by the boosters all the time, and that was maybe four or five of them who got the money. The rest of them, they barely had enough. They couldn't get a job. They couldn't eat. They couldn't own a car. They couldn't get. They just couldn't. Why? But see, back then the universities weren't making billions of dollars. So I got no problem with a kid out there who's back. And let's also not forget that a lot of them don't get major health care because they get injured in college football. And guess what? 10 years later, they're still out there hobbling around on a bad knee, two bad knees. And the colleges say, sorry, we don't have to pay for it.
And,
so
and
I have no problem with these kids getting as much money as they can. None.
I think the kid should have been making $30, $40, $50 million. $50,000 a year.
$50 million. Now we're talking, Fred.
Hang on. This is serious because, Ed, 4 years ago, it was the NCAA who changed the rules for NIL and
but
the transfer portal.
That's
why Mark Emmert's no longer there. They figured out late that it's a ridiculous situation. So it wasn't.
Yeah, they had to
they
change the rule because they spent decades trying to hold it back, and the courts said you couldn't do it
anymore. I know, but they started it, though. But now the courts, you know, I put them in a bad situation, but it was the NCAA itself who started this nonsense.
You go, Fred.
4 years ago.
4 years ago. 50
years ago.
Okay, but here's the bottom line, Fred. Here's the bottom line right now, okay? You've got about 1,500 kids in the portal. There's only 11,340 athletes on scholarship at the major level. Okay, so you're talking about Ohio State having 13 kids in the portal. You're Kyle McCord. You're one play away from playing for the national championship, and the coach says, no, we're opening things up. He's got to cover himself, all right? You look at what's going on. These coaches, they're the ones that are causing the problems. They're making 50 times what the chancellor of the universities are making.
You're right.
But they're making 50 times what the chancellor makes because they sell more advertisements than the chancellor.
They bring the money in.
They sell more tickets than the chancellor ever did. Last time I checked, no university president was ever out there winning 10 games or 11 games and kicking up the ticket prices and the concession prices.
Well, let me ask you, Ed, when Johnny Manziel puts Texas A&M on the map and they're making money off his name and he can't make a dollar off his name, is that fair?
No.
Yeah.
No, I've said that. Look, let's just cut. By the way, is this the type of show where we can really let it fly, or do we have
yes.
to be careful?
Yes, you can.
Yeah, we got the cannons.
Oh, okay, let's cut, shall we? All right, let's just cut through the here for a minute, okay? There is no such thing at the major college level as amateur football. It's gone.
Thank you.
This is a professional sport. For every single school that is out there, every single, not the smaller schools, but the major schools like a USC, a UCLA, Nebraska, Oklahoma, Ohio State, Michigan, Miami, Florida State, name them, keep going. They are raking in the cash. They're raking in billions of dollars. They are money-making entities. It's not amateur sports anymore. But now you come up with the problem, what about the kid? And these are most kids, and I call them kids because I'm 152 years old, so I can get away with it. But what about these kids, these young men who come in there? And what's, I think the latest is what, 96% of the people who play, of the guys who play college football will never sniff the NFL?
Right.
Okay. What about them? What about them? What about those kids who came and wanted to play football and Deion Sanders shoveled them out the door because he wanted to make sure that he stacked his team with as many winners as possible? And these kids, what they want to do is, they want to have a chance to show what they can do. They want to play athletics. They want to play football. And they want to get an education. Holy crap, an education while playing football and basketball? Shoot me now.
Right,
Ed, we only got about a minute and a half left, but I need you to answer this question. Art and I have said this many times on this show. If the quarterback is making $7.5 million, and some quarterbacks are, and the left tackle making $50,000 or $100,000, there's no question in our minds that some betting guy is going to come up to that left tackle and say, how about missing a couple of blocks? So what about the gambling issue that is now involved in this automatically?
It's a huge concern. It's going to happen. It's happening today. I have no doubt that as we sit here right now, there are players on college football teams that are being paid under the table. Maybe not to throw the games, but certainly getting a couple extra bucks here and there. But the issue is, how are you going to stop it? You know how you stop it? You unionize. This started years ago where there was a possibility of a college football players union, and it was shut down. It's going to be time, guys. This is a professional sport. It is no longer an amateur sport.
College Football Players Association.
Why not?
Ed Berliner, we'll definitely have you on again because we might agree, we might disagree, but you definitely have strong opinions.
Beatles,
what are you kicking me out?
We love it.
We got to kick you out because
welcome to the WWE.
Based on timing, Ed.
Okay, next time I'm bringing the atomic elbow.
All right. Back with more on Sports Overnight America.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. I'd like to thank Ed Berliner for making an appearance on Sports Overnight America. All right, very quickly, guys. Sunday night football. Ravens 10-3. Jags 8-5. Ravens about a 3.5-point favorite. Start with Art. Art, who do you like?
You know, I got my upset this week. I'm going to go with Jacksonville to upset the apple cart and keep that crazy AFC North up for grabs. So I'm taking Jacksonville to beat the Ravens on Sunday night.
All right. Now, we'll go from Art to Mark, who's the world's worst sports handicapper. So whatever he says, folks, bet the house the other way. Mark, who do you like on Sunday night? Ravens, Jags on NBC.
I hate the Ravens. You know that, being a Pittsburgh guy. But you know what? I respect that team. That team is – that defense reminds me of the 2000 team. But I'm going Jacksonville because I love Trevor Lawrence.
All right. I feel sorry for Art because, Art, you know you're not
wrong. I do, too. I have to change my bet now.
So you know you're wrong. All right. Monday night, the Eagles 10-3, Seahawks 6-7. Seahawks have dropped 4 in a row. Eagles have dropped 2 in a row. Mark, who do you like? Eagles, Seahawks. Eagles, a 4-point favorite.
Yeah, I like the Eagles in this one. They got to rectify the ship there. They lost in Dallas. If they win out, they win the division. So they got something to play for these next. And I think their next three games after this, two against the Giants and one against Arizona. So I like the Eagles in this one.
All right, Art, your opinion.
Look at his face.
Home favorite. Mark's all in on the Eagles.
Yeah,
I gotta fly with the Seahawks this time, yeah, and take the points at home in one of the tougher places to play. And I'm gonna tell you something, I think Pete Carroll's job might be on the line, so I expect the guys who really like him to come out and play well. So there might be three or four guys that'll play real well in that game.
We don't know if it's Drew Locke or Geno Smith, which can
I'm
make
not,
a difference.
I'm not adverse to Locke playing, actually. I really am not.
For Art, for Mark, for Mario, put the show together. I'm Fred. Don't turn anything. A lot later, right here on Sports overnight, America